Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Micah Sandy. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. On campus, the encampment in support of Palestine ended after an agreement was reached yesterday evening. The Deering Meadow demonstration, organized by the Northwestern Divestment Coalition, was on its way to its sixth day before a negotiation was reached between the administration and student protesters. The university agreed to support Palestinian students and allow protests on campus until June 1st. In return, the demonstrators have agreed to dismantle most of the encampment. The agreement also includes commitments from the university to engage with students on investment decisions, among other points. And nearby in Chicago, the University of Chicago becomes part of the growing college campus encampment movement, with UChicago United for Palestine launching their encampment yesterday morning. The camp, called UChicago Popular University for Gaza, is located on the campus's main quad. In the state of Illinois, state lawmakers proposed a bill yesterday to merge the CTA, Metra, PACE, and RTA into a single entity, the Metropolitan Mobility Authority, or MMA. The initiative aims to prevent duplicate funding, better combat climate change, and streamline transportation across the state. The bill will be introduced in Springfield today. In national news, Paramount Global announced yesterday that CEO Bob Bakish is stepping down amid discussions of a merger or sale. In a statement, the company says it is creating an office of the CEO to replace Bakish. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Micah Sand. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.